Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2440. Level Up to Lose Weight by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Level Up to Lose Weight by Leo Babauta of ZenHabits.net. I know a lot of people who want to lose weight but are stuck, like I was back in 2005. They want to get healthy and fit, but can't seem to stick to a diet or exercise plan. They start and then fail and then feel badly about it. This was where I was all those years ago, and I'm happy to tell you that it is possible to change. The secret lies in leveling up. Like a video game, the way to changing your health habits is by starting out at the first level and only going to the next level after you've beaten the one before that. The problem is, most people start at level 10 and fail and wonder what happened. Most of us want to skip several levels, but we're just not ready. So the secret is to start at level 1 and only advance once you're done with that level. One level at a time, you'll master the game of losing weight and getting healthy. Here's my guide to leveling up. Level 1. Please, for goodness sake, don't make the mistake of skipping this level because it sounds too easy. The easy levels are where you gain your skills. You need to do 2 very easy things in this level. 1. Start walking for just a few minutes every day. And 2. Reduce your eating by a little bit, a very little bit. The walking should be as simple as walking around the block a couple of times or going to a nearby park for just 5 to 10 minutes. It should seem so easy that you feel a little dumb not doing more. Why should it be so easy? Because you're not ready for higher levels yet. You might think you are, but if you haven't been regularly exercising for a while, you aren't ready. The eating could just be as simple as putting a little less on your plate at dinner or having 1 less soda a day. Make it almost unnoticeable. Only progress past this level after you've successfully done it for a week. Level 2. Remember, don't go to this level until you've had a streak of 7 days of doing level 1. Here are the 2 things to do in this level. 1. Walk every day for a few minutes more. If you've been going around the block twice, make it 3 times, or add 5 minutes to your walking. And 2. Eat a little less than in the previous level, just a little less, not really noticeable. You'll slowly adjust to the new levels of walking and eating. Do this for another week before going on to the next level. Level 3. If you've successfully done level 2 for another week, you're ready to add more, like walk a little more and eat or drink less of something that's empty calories, like less soda, less sugar, less bread, pastries, sweet coffee, chips, cookies, pizza, and so on. Don't drop any of these completely, just eat less of it. Slowly, you're adapting to a new level. Again, spend a week here. Level 4. Now we're going to change things up a little. Add a minute of faster walking to your walks. Just 1 or 2 intervals of walking at a pace that makes it harder to have a conversation. So walk for 5 minutes at a conversational pace, then speed it up for a minute, then go back to the regular pace. You can repeat that a couple of times if you feel like it. And add some veggies to your food, just a little, and something you might like. Greens are the best, but if you'd rather eat carrots or cauliflower, go for it. Don't make it a lot, just a little. Spend a week at this level. Level 5. Basically, this is a repeat of level 4. Add a little more fast walking to your daily walks, and add another veggie to one of your meals. You can repeat this adding each week for 2 to 3 weeks. You're getting the idea by now. Basically, you started out by eating a little less each week, which was barely noticeable, and then adding some vegetables to your diet. You started out by walking just a little each day, slowly adding more, then adding some faster intervals. Keep increasing this progress slowly, 1 week at a time. Level 6. Now we're going to add some harder challenges. Add some hills or stairs to your walking routine. Find a hill to walk up for at least a few minutes, or if you have stairs in your building, do a few flights at the end of your regular walk. Don't make this too hard, though. And try finding and making a new healthy recipe online each week. Stay at this level for 2 to 3 weeks until it seems easy. Level 7. Only do this level once the previous level seems really easy. Add some push-ups. Just 2 to 3 sets of less push-ups than you think you can do. And find a healthy breakfast and eat that. Other levels. By now, you've been walking, doing walking intervals, added some stairs or hills, and some push-ups. You're in much better shape than before. You've also slowly started eating less, adding vegetables, trying out new recipes, and eating a healthy breakfast. That's a major shift in your diet and exercise habits, and you did it slowly, barely challenging yourself at each level. You didn't rush it. Now that you understand how this leveling system works, you can create your own levels beyond level 7. Here are some ideas for higher levels, but be sure not to make any of the levels too difficult. Add more bodyweight exercises. Add a little bit of running to your walks if you want. Try some pull-ups. Try some exercises using dumbbells. Eventually, try some basic barbell weight training like squats, deadlifts, and bench pressing. Do a few yoga poses on some days. Eat more veggies. Reduce empty carbs. Add whole grains. Eat less quote-unquote junk food. And slowly eliminate fast food. If you can slowly change your diet and exercise to include these levels, I can almost guarantee you'll have weight loss over time. And most importantly, you'll be much healthier over the long run. Leveling up isn't easy if you're impatient, but it's the smartest way to change, and it works. You just listened to the post titled Level Up to Lose Weight by Leo Babauta of zenhabits.net, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. What I really loved about Leo's post today is the very clear instructions he provides. Studies have actually found that when we're just starting out and trying to change behaviors, it can be very helpful to have some very clear instructions to get us started. Then, as we start to find a rhythm, we can make modifications to better suit our lifestyles. So if you've been waiting for some specific advice on how to get started towards better health, today's post is a great place to start. All right, that's another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow with another post and where your optimal life awaits.